Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second, the shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third, the center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe SQ. Batting 7th, the left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting 8th, the right fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. SQ settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Taspi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Willy Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw scores. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Latman, and towards Held, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Held steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tasby. Martin reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lattman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Jim Landis pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward scores. Landis moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Gary Bell now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hansen. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Hansen steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. McCraw strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.